On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, we're going to stick with our theme of what's trending, and this time we'll look at what was trending in the 12th century. If you were alive during the 1100s, it would have been very hard to miss this thing that was trending. I've got to tell you, it was not church history's brightest hour or best day, and it is the Crusades. The first crusade occurred just before we enter the 12th century. The first crusade was from 1096 to 1099. Pope Urban II issued the call, and the issue was that Islam had taken control of the Holy Land. And there was this sense that, and it's very true, there was a spiritual malaise, the church was in corruption and decline, and there was a sense that that was because God had removed his hand of blessing because the infidels, or the Muslims, had overtaken the Holy Land. And so the Pope issued a call for the armies to gather and retake the Holy Land. That first crusade, as I mentioned, occurred from 1096 to 1099. It resulted in the capture of Jerusalem from Islamic forces. The crusaders established 4 crusader states, and they constructed castles for their defense. And this lasted for about 3 decades, but by the 1130s and on into the 1140s, Muslim forces began to gain control. The need was then for a second crusade, and so a second crusade was called for in 1147, and it lasted until 1149. This was a very intense crusade. In fact, one crusade army that attacked Damascus in Syria and was a time of extended warfare there in that city of Damascus, that army alone numbered 50,000 soldiers. The crusaders were roundly defeated at Damascus, and many of those crusader states and the control by the crusaders was ceded back to Islamic control. Things settled down then, but by the 1160s and the 1170s, the Muslim forces under Saladin set their sights on Jerusalem and the recapture of Jerusalem, and this brought about a third crusade, and it ran from 1189 to 1192. It did result in the recapturing of some cities, but that crusade ultimately failed in its main objective. It could not retake Jerusalem. And so we have the end of the Crusades in the 12th century. Of course, they continued on for another 200 years, and we have even more sad episodes as we go into the 13th and 14th century. But the 12th century was the century of the Crusades, and it was a century of war. It has left a bitter legacy, and it has left a bitter legacy even down to our own day. We should end on some good news here. 2 other things were also trending in the 12th century, and these are worthy of honorable mentions. The first goes to the date of 1173, and this concerns the Waldensians in Lyon. In 1173, Peter Waldo, who had significant wealth, gave away his wealth and established what amounted to a sort of new monastic order, a new group of Christians who were committed to a back-to-the-Bible reform. And as they carried on in their back-to-the-Bible movement, they aimed their sights at the corruption of the church, the corruption both in terms of the wealth of the church and the corruption of the doctrine of the church. And as they read scripture, they saw how far off the church had drifted, and they began promoting the very same doctrines that would become centerpiece at the Reformation. So we have the Waldensians in the end of the 12th century. And finally, we could go back to the beginning of the 12th century, and we have Bernard. In 1115, Bernard established his monastery there at Clairvaux, and this too was a reform movement within the church, very different from that of the Crusades. This was much more like the Waldensians and had to do with reforming the church's practice and the church's doctrine. Bernard is a significant figure. He's one of the few medieval figures that Luther actually liked. And that is what was trending in the 12th century. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. I've always loved this quote from Lady Jane Grey. "I affirm that faith only saves, but it is fitting for a Christian to do good works in token that he follows his master, Christ. Yet may we never say that they profit to our salvation. For when we have done all, we are unprofitable servants, and faith only in Christ's blood saves us."